Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Mackey says he thinks the Pirates are closer to being good than bad. We agree, though, there's a whole lot of going on in the National League right now. But one thing Mackey said that I don't necessarily agree with, he said they keep making all these fundamental problems and they should be easy to correct. Well, if they were easy to correct, they'd be corrected already. Like, you're a big chunk of the way through the season now. I was trying to do fast math. I decided to punt on that. I think it was obvious to everyone. You're a huge chunk of the way through the season now.
71 games.
Yeah, so you're approaching halfway. And you get drop pop-ups, base running mistakes. There was that extra inning game not that long ago. Triolo got thrown out at third. O'Neill Cruz got picked off at first. You had the Yasmani Grandal just unforgivable mistake the other day with the stealing of home. You had the first and third play that went terribly awry where Nick Gonzalez got thrown out. They do this kind of stuff with regularity. I think that's just who they are. The hope needs to be that now that the back end of the bullpen has started to figure it out and your rotation is what it is, that you win in spite of those things. Because I don't think those kinds of problems, because it seems to affect everybody on the roster, I blame the manager for it. Like, I don't think it's going away.
I was just about to say, I mean, that just points right to the manager. Whenever you have a team, and say you have a football team that has a lot of penalties that, you know, just, you know, shoots himself in the foot a lot, that's usually a reflection of the coaches.
We'd be calling Tomlin out if they were a highly penalized team.
Yep.
For sure. And then he'd do the press conference, say, we brought officials to practice. We do that every single year.
Then we had Shelton, you just played the audio, about an hour ago, of saying, kind of brushing off the whole Grandal thing. Like,
when you don't treat mistakes like that as a big deal, then they're going to get repeated.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not that specific mistake where you lollipop the throwback to the pitcher and a Rocky steals home. But if that kind of mistake is allowed to fly, other mistakes are going to be allowed to fly as well. You brought it up during the break, man. The next U.S. Open will be right here. It'll be at Oakmont. Neil Shipley the winner? Could you imagine?
Oh, my goodness. We were talking a little bit, too. Like, I mean, how many times has he probably played Oakmont? I mean, probably more than most people in the field that he'll be playing against.
We asked him what his favorite course was when we talked to him, and he did not say Oakmont. But that doesn't mean he hasn't played it a lot.
I feel like he belongs in Neville Wood, I believe.
I think so, yeah. Which is a nice course. Isn't that where Pompeiani held his golf outing?
No, Chartiers.
Chartiers.
Neville Wood is great, though.
It is nice.
Yes.
I drive past it all the time.
There's a lot of great courses like in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Like right here. They're very convenient. If you know somebody that is a member, you should go experience. They're hard, but like they're fantastic. Fantastic.
Think about, because you brought this up off air too, you got the U.S. Open 2025, and then you got the NFL draft in 2026.
Pittsburgh's going to be popping.
We got to show out, Pittsburgh.
Yes, we do.
We got to put on our best behavior and wear our Sunday best, man.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Did you see Bechtold tweeted out the other day that he was going to the beach and he was going to wear all Pirate gear? All Pittsburgh gear?
No, but that's on par for Pittsburgh people.
Like, does anybody else do this?
Yes.
Yeah, Becky, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
You go to the airport and you know, like, you go to the airport to travel somewhere and people are wearing their old scuffed up Heinz Ward jerseys. Like, I'm like, okay, like,
Half the eight is faded off.
Yeah.
And the Steelers emblem's like peeling off the shoulder. Yeah. Does anybody else do this? Yeah, Becky.
Yeah.
Everybody does. Pittsburgh
people. You're not creating something here, Becky.
No. No, you're just part of it. You're falling in line with the way Pittsburghers do things. So maybe those weekends we bust out our polos and our nice slacks, maybe some chinos, put on our Sunday best. What are you more excited about? For me, it's easy.
Out of the two events?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Open.
Absolutely.
Yeah, way more.
Not even close. I think the draft being here will be cool, but if I never attended an NFL draft, I think I'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you go to Oakmont last time?
No.
Me neither.
We have to go. Have to figure out a way to get. I hope we do some shows or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that'd be appropriate.
If not, I'm paying my way. No, I got it. No, I'm not. Want to lend me some money? Can you get us in? I mean, Molsey played it not that long, and maybe he or Bostic or Neil Walker could get us in.
Neil probably could.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't paying. But I do want to go, and I want a hat. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.